I own a handful of websites. Well, the website for this show is a website. Somebody's got to manage that. I mean, some dude in a tower somewhere didn't just build that website for us and doesn't manage it. I mean, you got to build it yourself. And I like doing that stuff. I sit at home and I make a new website every other day. I'm working on my personal website, philhewlett.com. And it looks like crap at the moment, but it's going to look good eventually. I'm a tinkerer, but the websites have to be hosted somewhere. And I'm just a dude. You run a business, a small business, medium business. Maybe you're the CEO of some major corporation. Well, you've got to have your website stuff, your hosting, your business hosting together with all the tools and scripts and support you need to run an efficient, secure business website. Maybe you sell stuff. You need dedicated IPs. You need SSL certificates, all this stuff. Oh, my gosh. Secure Live is Lunar Page's patented website hack protection that continually monitors your server and stops hackers before they get in. Lunar Pages, did I mention that's the name of the company I use? They are spectacular. They have probably the worst name in the business, but that's how you remember them. Lunar Pages, okay? Look for their button on our sponsors page. Click on it and you'll receive deep discounts exclusive to you for just listening to my voice. And they have a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no mistakes ever with these guys. Oh, and by the way, the best thing about them, when you call them on the phone, they're more than likely in the same county as you. They're not off in another country pretending their name is Bob or Roger. Lunar Pages. There's an evil app out there.
There's a bunch of them.
By the way, it's Phil Hewlett and friends. Gonzo Gregg is here. Kelly J is here.
Hello.
Hello. The app is called Spoiled. It will text your friends Game of Thrones spoilers anonymously so they don't know they're coming from you. Then they'll tweet the friends, the app will tweet the friends' angry response to the spoiler.
Nice.
Yeah. That's outstanding.
That's so mean. Somebody needs to get a job.
I don't know. You just sit around, you come up with app ideas. Yep. And why not just make them? Gary, our travel guy, is going to be with us in just a moment, by the way, to talk about summer. And how to stay cool in the summer because all the destinations are hot. But country stars haven't always been country stars.
No? Well, I'm sure everybody has a history.
During their come up in days, they had to have jobs. And Craig Morgan, you know who that is?
Nope.
His worst summer job was at a fast food place called the Corn Dog 7. His description, quote, it sucked.
It's a
Maggie nice. Rose, I don't know who that is either, but her worst job was at Joe's Crab Shack. She put the blame on herself, saying, quote, I'm not a good waitress. Dustin Lynch, another
good birthday song singer, though, I think.
Probably. Yeah. He had a stinky job. He spent the entire summer mulching.
Oh.
He said, you don't get used to it.
You don't get dates either.
Tara Thompson was in retail, didn't like it because, quote, I'm very OCD when it comes to folding, and people would just come in and rip yes. things off the shelf.
Totally.
And I had to fold it again.
Yep.
Kelsia Ballerini worked in a cupcake shop.
There you go.
That's a tongue twister.
Cupcake shop. Toy boat.
And it was the opposite of bad. She said, quote, they told me if there was a cupcake that was messed up, you had to dispose of it, and I would just eat the cupcake.
Yep, totally.
Disposing.
Yep.
Yeah. I got to get to disposing these
disposing.
Cupcakes.
Go straight to your butt.
All right, let's cool off for the summer on vacation somehow, some way. I don't know how you do it unless you go visit the penguins in Antarctica.
In Antarctica.
Gary Warner, our travel guy, is here. Hey, Gary.
Yo, yo, yo.
Whoa.
Holy
cow.
He's excited
are you
for
on
traveling.
A water slide, man? What are you doing?
Yes.
Things are so hot that my computer line melted down. So we're talking my phone today. We're old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned. Wow. Old school. All right, and now, Gary, are you talking domestic locales mostly?
Yeah, for the most part here.
Like, where do we cool off?
The final forecast for the summer from the National Weather Service came out just yesterday, or the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And it is forecasting a very warm summer throughout almost all of the United States, and especially hot in certain areas. In the Midwest, in California, it's going to be hot, you know, hotter than normal. But there's only a couple places that it's going to be cooler than normal. So I thought I'd talk a little bit not only about those, but also a couple of traditional places to kind of go to get away from the heat.
Like inside a casino in Vegas.
95 and 100-degree days.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. You got to listen carefully while you're talking, because sometimes when you're on that old school telephone, Gary, you can't hear what I'm saying. And I said something quippy, and you missed it.
You said something witty?
Witty?
There it is.
Quippy, witty, and you missed it, and it's gone forever. I'll never bring it back because I want to be able to say it the same way.
Yeah. Sorry.
Right. So, but anyway. Phoenix is lovely this time of year.
Oh, gosh.
And Phoenix is the poster child. Phoenix and Las Vegas, 110, 115 right now.
Yeah, Palm Springs, 120.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're okay. So where do we go, Gary?
Real good hotel rates there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where do we go to cool off?
Well, one of my favorite places to send people is San Diego. What people don't realize is that San Diego, after Seattle and San Francisco, Western San Francisco, has the lowest average high temperature during the summer. What that means is that it doesn't get those big spikes. So, like, when you guys down in L.A. were, what, in 95 or something like that last week?
101,
yeah,
110.
Yeah.
76 wow. in San Diego.
Nice.
And that's a great experience to go down there and do that. San Francisco is interesting because June and parts of July are when the fog comes in.
Uh-huh.
And so if you stay in San Francisco, particularly on the west side, you are going to be in for some sweater weather.
Mm-hmm.
So, I actually like that. I would go up for the fog.
Yeah, I used to live there, and we used to laugh at the people like in August, July and August, that came with their shorts and tank tops.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that baseball saying? The guy, who was it? Was it Connie Mack or somebody that said the worst winter?
No, it was supposedly Mark Twain.
It was Mark Twain.
No, most people don't think it is. He just said, the coldest winter of my life was a summer in San Francisco.
Oh. Mm-hmm. There it is.
All right. So so we have our West Coast locales. Where else? We're done with water parks, right?
I want to point out that the only two places on the western side of the United States that the National Weather Service is saying they're going to have a cooler than normal summer are the very far north of California, up around like Eureka and Crescent City, mm-hmm. Redwoods maybe this summer, and the coast of Oregon.
All right.
So that might be, if that's what you're looking to do to get away, those places are going to be good. Now, it's all relative. You have to understand. So the only other places that are having a cooler than normal summer are southern Florida and the very bottom of Texas. So, it won't be grueling 110 and 90% humidity in Brownsville. Now, I don't know if 89 in Brownsville is any better, but, for the people there, it'll be nice.
Yeah, all right.
Stay away from the Southwest. Not a great year to go to Zion, Bryce, places like that.
No?
Yeah.
Nope.
All right. Well, is it a good time of year to see to go up? To Fargo, because everybody wants to go to Fargo.
Oh yeah, there
it's being very hot up in Fargo.
Oh really?
Okay. What does that actually mean?
Well, relatively, it could get into the into the 90s many times and in the 100s. You got to Minneapolis often has many days in the 90s and 100s. It's just a shorter period. They start getting cooler later. And as the sun starts to set earlier because you're that far north, it's cooler. Alaska's really interesting.
Yeah, now I was going to ask you about that because, I'm looking at flights to Seattle and just hopping on a cruise to go up to the, the Inside Passage of Alaska.
Yeah.
That's got to be cool.
I wouldn't do Inside Passage this year because it's going to be significantly warmer than normal along the tail down there in Juneau in that area. The overall in the state, they're going to have a mild summer, but more than likely a wetter than normal summer.
Oh.
So pick your poison there.
Yeah.
But certainly if you went up to Seward or up to the Aleutians or just some of the cruises that go a little bit farther up, those would be great. And still, again, it's all relative.
Well, plus you're on a cruise ship, so you can just go inside if it gets toasty.
Yeah.
Or hit the pool.
Yeah. Right.
There you go.
But you have to realize that every state in the United States has had a temperature reading over 100.
Oh, every single state.
Every single continent but one has had a temperature reading over 100.
Even Maine?
Yes, the one.
Even if you go to Maine.
Even if you go to Maine.
Wow.
Maine is horrible in the summer.
At some point, they've been over 100 degrees.
Huh. Actually, in my opinion, Maine is horrible all of the time. But that's just because I had to live
there. I just don't dig that stuff. But Antarctica is the only place, the highest temperature ever recorded in Antarctica was 54 degrees.
Boom. There you go.
Yeah. So, and it didn't melt.
Everywhere else, you can get whacked. I've been in Siberia, and it's been over 100 degrees.
So, gosh. And that was, and how long were you in for in Siberia?
I took the Trans-Siberian from Beijing to Moscow.
Oh, so they let you out. Okay. Yeah.
Well, no, not they didn't let us out very much, and the train was not air-conditioned.
Oh.
So it was not what I was expecting, but it was a great adventure.
Yeah, all right. Hey, Gary, stay cool, and thanks for all the tips. We're going to find some great places to travel.
Everybody enjoy your summer and just Slather on.
Slather on. Slather off. All right, Gary. Thank you, sir.
Bye, Gary.
Bye. Right. Slathering it here, boss.
Yep, totally.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, coming up in a minute, Gonzo's got something really hot for you, but I want to tell you about Heat and Cool. Isn't this an appropriate time to tell you about America's largest online distributor of heating and air conditioning products? And you need to know about them. They specialize in the best, most efficient air conditioning. It heats too, but
we don't care about that.
Care about that, but when you get to the time of year when it's cold at your house,
then you want
the heating to work. So why not take care of it now before you just sweat into a pile of goo?
They're playing at the Troubadour today.
Pile of goo.
Yeah.
Now, Heat and Cool, you can just order the stuff online with their assistance. They'll get all your information as to how large your house is, square footage, all of that. Is it a one-story, two-story? Do you have a lot of windows? You'll do the whole thing, and they will assist you in purchasing the right system. And your technician could be involved, too. You can just sidestep and let your technician talk to Heat and Cool.
I'd have to do that.
And they'll find out how much, tonnage you need for your house. Orders ship free in the U.S. continental states, and most ship the same day that you order. Hmm. And they give you a hassle-free 365-day return on all purchases. And they keep talking to your technician. And they'll talk to your technician a year later if something stops working, so you don't have to worry about it. They'll beat everybody else's prices by 3%. Some restrictions apply. Click on the Heat and Cool button on our sponsor page on our website and
get busy. Stay
cool. Yeah, stay cool with Heat and Cool.
What's wrong with you?
That's the
new tagline.
Yeah, that's right.
What's wrong with you?
My elementary school bus driver always used to say that. What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you?
Well, look at what you were doing.
Did you ever have an answer? No.
No.
One thing is true about heat. It's a real motivator, right? You learn when you're a little kid and you put your hand on the stove.
Oh, yeah. It hurts.
Don't put your hand on the stove.
Sucks.
Right. Probably shouldn't do that, which is why I don't understand why people do this fire walking thing. Phil, did you say off the air that you've done this?
I've been to a Tony Robbins seminar in which it was one of those big warm-ups to, if you like this, you're going to love the other thing. And
we
sat in a big auditorium and watched the 9-foot-tall guy in a suit and a giant creepy grin. Really, he's a motivational speaker.
Tony Robbins, this is where we're going on this, but he's a motivational speaker, right?
Yeah,
so
and he really motivates you.
He gets you fired up that you can do anything.
Yes.
Oh, he's an anything motivational speaker, not like real estate or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, that too. We were talking specifically about sales the day I saw him.
Oh, okay.
Because Phil's a salesman.
There you go.
Salesman. But my Geddy Lee impersonation.
So Tony Robbins is doing an event in Dallas, and he has 2.81 million followers on Twitter, just to give you an idea of the kind of power that
every one of them has given him $10 on average.
So what do? You go to one of these seminars and he just gets you all pumped up and because he tweeted the other day, "Good morning, Dallas, Texas. Welcome to Unleash the Power Within." So that's the name of his latest seminar, I guess. Yeah. Unleash the Power Within. Mm-hmm. So I guess he's famous for if you do the seminar at the end, you walk on hot coals, right?
Uh-huh.
You walk over hot coals and it doesn't hurt and you're fine. And if you can do that, you can do anything.
Yes.
Do I have that message
that's true. The only thing you missed is that he cashes your check and you convince yourself you can do anything. And then a couple of weeks later, you go back to doing what you used to do, which was nothing.
Nothing.
And you're $10 broker.
And for some people, they were in an ambulance outside the convention center there in Texas.
No.
After they were walking across the coals and apparently could not do anything.
Oh, God.
I wonder about that. I mean, how do you, I mean, your skin doesn't somehow become impervious to heat just because you believe it can. But
I've been told that actually firewalking like that, the basic physics of the thing, there's not much surface area of your feet contacting specific hot rocks at that time. So if you walk quickly, it's like, ooh, warm, hot, hot, hot.
Yeah, it's not like sand where your foot
is flat on it and it's conforming.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, and that's the whole thing I heard, too, is you kind of, if you watch them, they don't walk. They should just call it fire running because people
kinda
just go right across.
Kind of scoot across.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a parlor game.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's varying reports of how many people were actually burned, but there were a line of ambulances assisting people after the firework.
Mm-hmm.
The Robbins Research International Organization, in a press release, said someone not familiar with the firewalk observed the event and called 911, erroneously reporting hundreds of people requiring medical attention for severe burns.
I wonder if he's adjusted his business model any, because it would seem to be that there is a direct correlation between the ever-increasing amount of obesity in this country and the lack of success of the firewalking
right?
of Tony Robbins things. Right?
Yes. Yeah, you may be too big to ride this ride.
Then the bigger, you have more surface pressure on your foot,
and
therefore
you
getting
slower.
Burned,
yeah,
right? And there you go.
Yeah,
right.
You're
waddling. It's not.
And he was in Texas.
Walking, it's not fire waddling.
Right. Oh,
you
man.
Can do anything.
And send your letters to Gonzo at Gonzo.
Yeah.
Now, if you'll buy that from Tony Robbins, then hey kid, come here. You want to wear a watch? It's made of bugs.
Oh yes.
Yeah, we're going to tell you about that coming up in just a moment. Kelly has a story that you will not believe. You will not believe, and I can't believe that the first hour of the program is done already. We've been through three segments. We have another three segments to come, including we will talk to a lady whose name is Sharky Zartman.
I like that.
I mean, do I need to tell you anything else about that?
Nope, hey, leave it at
Sharky.
Hey, Sharky, come on over here.
Got to talk to you here.
And then we have another guy who's an expert in smoking meat.
You. But a dish.
And Manny the Movie Guy will join us. Big Independence Day resurgence is coming out. Matthew McConaughey, you know who that guy is. He drives around in a fancy car.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Free State of Jones. And then, a sexy babe in a bikini is chased by sharks.
Nice.
There's a movie about
that. Hey, Sharky, I got to talk to you over here.
That's in the next hour of Phil Hewlett and Friends. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.